Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk. We're here with Kevin Maney of the USA Today. Did I get your last name right?
Yeah, Kevin Maney.
Kevin Maney, right. USA Today writer for... Big audience, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We're here at the Web 2.0 conference, and you're out looking for stories. You cover Silicon Valley. What's new with some of the things you're seeing, and who have you met that's interesting?
Well, actually, one of the funniest things about this conference is that I think I've seen everybody I've met in the last 10 years here. All of a sudden, they've come out of the woodwork. People that were I haven't seen in 5 or 6 years. I just run. There's a lot of this, you know, kind of like running up to somebody. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in ages, kind of thing. So I can't figure out either they've been just, you know, like living off of the spoils of what they made in the dot-com boom, or they've been hiding. I'm not sure which it is, but they're all here.
I think it's been hiding. Everyone's been talking about the nuclear winter. To me, it feels like internet world. Remember those days?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Internet world. Everyone's excited.
Yep.
Everyone's coming out of the closet with new technology. Have you seen anything that you think's worthy of being written about? I don't want to steal your thunder, but I mean, what are you sniffing around these days?
One thing that I do think is actually just kind of exciting is the whole bigger picture here, which is, and you know, the conference is called Web 2.0, but this whole idea of a next generation internet that starts to be more about mashing up the things that you already do and making things more. More web enabled and more services and such. There's this company that's here called Zimbra that's making this open source email client that works over a browser. And basically, what they're kind of saying is, Google and Yahoo and these guys have done some really interesting things with email, brought it to the consumer side, but nobody's done it for business. Here, let's do it for business. Make it something on the web. Make things live so that you click on something, it goes, you know, right in from your email, it's right into the, you know, the web and pulling up information or whatever. So this idea of making the web something that different pieces of the internet all start to interact with each other rather than just going to one page after another and just, you know, calling up something is an interesting next step.
I mean, this is classic. Things are different. I mean, things are coming out different. The technologies are different. I mean, you've been writing for the USA Today for a number of years that I'd known, mm-hmm. covering mostly technology, Silicon Valley, for the money section
right.
of USA Today. You've written about, you know, public offerings, takeovers, failures of the dot-com generation. So are you seeing that same hype, or are you seeing a little bit rational? I mean, the VCs say it's somewhat hypish, but I mean, it is Web 2.0. It's 10 years older
right.
than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's funny that everybody wants to. The politically correct thing to say is that it's not the same. We're being more cautious and all this other kind of stuff. But the sense, the sort of emotional feeling I get is that that's not the case. That it's just. It's bubbling over all over again. If you look around here, there's two layers of people, right? There's the old generation, the people that I'm running into and saying, you know, oh my God, I haven't seen you. They're all here. But then there's this whole other layer of people that had not experienced, Web 1.0. And I'm hearing the same, pitches, the same language of this, you know, I've got something that changes everything or that's revolutionary or whatever else.
Yeah, you got the gray hairs of people. Hey, look great. You got a couple of grays there. And then the young guys from Stanford who were, 26
that's
years
right.
old.
And they're as excited as everybody was back in 1996. And it does feel a little bit like the same thing starting all over again.
That's great. Well, we got some coffee coming. That's for him here, coffee. So we're podcasting from the bar area here at Web 2.0 with Kevin Maney.
You wonder why we're
drinking
today. Coffee. We'd be doing better than that.
It's really tequila, everyone. He's writing us next door. No, I'm kidding. It's really coffee. But I think it's really cool that, you know, the social media, which is a big part of what I'm doing with podcasting, and is boiling over. And you guys are USA Today. I mean, I remember the first day that came out. I mean, it's like, wow, national newspaper, color, cool things. And that took kind of the world by storm. But now you have the complete opposite end of the spectrum. You know, social media, people generating their own media. How do you see that? And as a pro, I mean, I'm podcasting you. You really should be writing about me, but it's great that I can podcast you. How do you see that whole user media thing happening?
One of my colleagues is here, the guy who runs USATODAY.com. Just before this, we were sitting in about 100 feet from here having this conversation about how all this stuff is changing our world and how, you know, we have to respond to it and be different. For me, for instance, I look at this. I've been a newspaper writer and columnist for 20-some years now, 20 years at USA Today. And that's all been very good for me. But I certainly am in a place now where I look and I say, well, you know, I don't know how much I want to be tied to just this print newspaper product. And so my job is actually going to change a lot in the next year. And for instance, one of the things I'm going to do is, of course, we're launching a bunch of blogs on the USAtoday.com website, including mine, in late October. And this is a way to sort of branch out and do things online, try to be a little bit, you know, a little bit different than some of the blogs that are out there now about technology, a little bit more
professional.
Primary reporting kind of thing.
Reporting, professional.
Right.
Take years of experience to another level.
Hopefully we'll bring that to that part of the media. And then another thing that we're working on that's going to be launching next year is something called the USA Today CEO Forum. And we're going to take top technology CEOs to top business schools and do an evening program, one-on-one interview. So we, you know, a couple hundred people in the audience and do a kind of a Charlie Rose kind of interview that I'll be, you know, sitting across from Scott McNeely or Bill Steve Ballmer or somebody like that. So it turns into a live event that we can then record.
Podcast it out.
We could podcast it. We could cut up snippets and put them online. We can edit the transcripts and put them in the newspaper and online, things like that. So as a journalist, I start to become less about the newspaper itself and more about this brand of USA Today and, frankly, Kevin Maney.
You're a brand because you can go direct with your blog and podcast.
And right. And so you put out, I truly believe, actually, that the journalists in general are going to have to think more that way and be more about, you know, sort of the brand, the experience, you know, the access that they have, maybe those kinds
credibility,
of credibility,
experience,
but not about I'm the New York Times guy, you know, the New York Times newspaper guy, or the
institution.
Right.
I mean, this is changing how people can circle around the institutions. Guys like me who can get an audience, what did I build up, and now you're going to do it. What can you share with the folks out there listening, who are a lot of bloggers and podcasters, about lessons learned that you could teach them? Because a lot of people are moving from amateur to semi-pro just because they're getting a following. I mean, any tips and advice you'd share with the folks out there on reporting and being a reporter and trying to be, and some don't know? What can you share with them?
You know, I think that I think the one thing that has served me best over all this time is being fair always. You know, even though my columns are, you know, columns, I mean, I can say what I want or whatever. You'll never find in my columns me sort of like just slamming something, you know, just because I don't like it or, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
And it's not about the old style journalism of making sure you have he said, she said, you know, oh, he said it's bad and she said it's good and, you know, it's balancing it that way. It's just about being fair, being accurate about what you write about. And you know, what you're really saying is telling the truth. And even if sometimes the truth is harsh and sometimes it's good news. I mean, but there's nothing that serves you better in this business than that.
That's great advice. And now with your blog initiative and USAtoday.com, you're going to have now feedback.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a conversation.
And, you know, I think it's easy to find that scary, but I don't think it is. I mean, the idea that I could, throw up a thought or an idea there and have people who I would never otherwise have contact with, who probably know a whole lot more about it than I do, be able to put something up there that says, well, no, you're wrong and here's why, or you're a little bit right and here's, you know, let me redirect you. Those are essentially tools for me that I didn't have before.
New production tools.
Not production tools, knowledge tools.
Knowledge tools, exactly.
Because, I could do that. I can do that now by contacting people I know in the industry, but you know, that's a little bit of a chancy shot because I'll contact people I know who I think know something about this topic, and maybe they do, and maybe they know it a little bit. But if I'm counting on the fact that if I put something up there on that blog, that somebody who knows really does know a lot about it that I'd never meet any other way is going to see that and be able to provide me information that I and the world at large, right? That I never have access to, and hopefully that ends up also feeding back into the columns that I write in the newspaper. Because let's say the conversation happens like that on the blog, and I learned about some things I never would have known before, and I can pull all of that in together to my the knowledge that I have to write a better column.
It's great. It's a great sharing environment. You get to share fair, accurate information that you report based on your skills. You get knowledge coming back through the medium, and you build a community.
That's
and a brand, yourself, for on behalf of the USA Today.
Yeah.
phenomenal.
I hope that I hope that some of your listeners are people who do this. You know, once the blog launches, late October is the plan, by the way. And if I know I'm going to be having an interview with Steve Ballmer, in the old days of journalism, right, we'd keep that a secret because we didn't want our competitors to know or something. Well, I think the new days is you put something up on the blog that says I'm going to do this. What would you want to know?
Get some good questions.
And,
get some feedback.
Get that guy who's sitting, at the desk at Microsoft who really knows what the question is to ask Steve Ballmer.
It's not just user-generated content. You're an institution. You get a lot of credibility and experience. So you're going to generate a report, but it's also user-participating content.
Right, right.
You think you get questions in. You get feedback. It's awesome.
And then at the back end of that, to be able to write about something that he said on the blog and have somebody say, this is really, something that's important. You should pay attention. Whatever. Make comments about. I mean, there's so many ways that this could be beneficial, and hopefully I can be kind of I enjoy writing and being trying to entertain with my writing and do all of that. But then there's this added role of almost being like a drum major that I want to hopefully develop.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun. You love to write. Get a great column for the folks out there, USA Today, USAtoday.com, maybe. Final question here at Web 2.0, and I ask all my guests, final question. The future, 5 years from now, what's going to be different in our world from your eyes? What something profound that's going to be different that no one's thought about?
It gets really scary these days.
5 years is fast time.
Yeah.
Anything big in your mind? Besides being 5 years older.
Yeah, I know. I think one of the things that's rocking our world that never gets talked about at these kinds of conferences, but it's just always there in the background, is the incredible things that go on with storage. Right. I mean, this is why we've got iPods. This is why you can do this podcast, and it's even workable. And when I talk to the people, I go to places like IBM Research, and where they're doing some nanotechnology research, just stuff that's deep physics about like how you pack so much more into so much smaller spaces. And we really are going to have. We got the 10,000 song iPod today. 5 years from now, we. There's a pretty good chance you're going to have the 10,000 movie iPod. And these kinds of things seem to change our lives as much as any of this, the stuff that has to do with the web or connectivity or anything like that, because it just enables some amazing applications that really matter. And so I think that's going to be something that really changes things.
Well, storage is not sexy, but quite relevant. I love the 10,000 movie iPod. Does that mean BitTorrent will be enabled in every device?
I think BitTorrent's a really interesting thing to watch.
I love it. I love podcasts. And I love the video. Kevin Maney, thanks so much for the podcast. USA Today, famous columnist. Thanks for the podcast.
Thanks for having me.